This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Eric Cantor has a new gig. The former House Majority Leader resigned in August after losing his primary, as you'll remember. Now, he's going to be a banker, Moelis & Company. What is known in the trade as a boutique investment firm says Cantor will join it as vice chairman and managing director. He has exactly 0 years of experience working on Wall Street, Mr. Cantor does, but he is still a hot hire, as Marketplace's Noel King explains.
Back when he was still candidate Cantor, Moelis already had its eye on the House Majority Leader. Sheila Krumholz of the Center for Responsive Politics says over the course of his career, Moelis was one of Cantor's donors.
He got $15,200, with $10,000 of that going to his leadership PAC. Not a huge sum of money, but he was clearly in their sights. He was important to them, and of course they are now important to him.
Why is Cantor so important to Moelis? Jeff Berry, a professor of political science at Tufts, says the giveaway is that Cantor is opening the firm's Washington, D.C. office.
They're not opening a Washington office because they see deals in Northern Virginia and want to be close to them. He's opening a Washington office so he can open doors for the investment bank and help them with regulatory problems.
Cantor will start at a salary of $400,000 a year, but will get bonuses and stock options worth around $3 million more. Moelis, which frequently advises on mergers and acquisitions, said in a statement that Cantor was hired to develop clients and give them strategic advice. Dennis Kelleher, the CEO of Better Markets, a nonprofit that promotes the public interest in finance, says Cantor's resume would indicate that mergers and acquisitions probably aren't his area of expertise.
One could argue, it seems to me, that he wouldn't even be qualified to be an intern at most of the firms on Wall Street.
Kelleher says what Cantor can do for the firm is provide information, contacts, and access to his former colleagues on Capitol Hill. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.